WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. How often do you take a stroll through Chicago neighborhoods and notice the beauty of the buildings as you walk down the block? For one Reset listener, Tabari Woodson, that happens all the time. Woodson recently checked in with us by email and sent a list of interesting structures that caught his attention. So we asked Reset's architecture expert Dennis Rodkin to look into it as part of our What's That Building series. Today we're investigating one of Woodson's requests, a street lined with nicely preserved facades from the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Maxwell Street, near Halsted. Dennis Rodkin, our architecture guru, joined me in the studio to give us the history and describe this amazing architecture and slice of Chicago history. My first question to Dennis was, why this street? What made this a point of interest for Reset listener Tabari?
Well, I think because he blinked and he missed a very large change. So what he said in his email, which, as you know, started out, "Hey, Sasha and Dennis,
what's that building?
On the block of Maxwell Street, east of Halsted, he recalls from the 80s going back to school shopping, bargain hunting, kind of rundown area, old facades. And then what he said is, fast forward 35 years, I'm taking my teenage daughter to an orthodontist on that same block.
Wow.
And he said, I step outside and marvel at the ornate roof lines and beautiful buildings. So what has happened? Has there been a lot of rehab since I was a child in the 80s?
So it sounds like what he remembers seeing as a child is kind of a far cry from what that block on Maxwell Street looks like today. Like if you and I were to go out there today.
It is. And a lot happened to make what it looks like today. Right in between his childhood and his daughter's childhood, right around the turn of the 21st century, late 1990s, very early 2000s, massive change on that block and in the area around it.
Now, before we get into some specific buildings, Dennis, I mean, why don't you give us the backstory? This is a UIC redevelopment project, isn't it?
Right. So this is, again, this is Halsted and Maxwell. You're just south of Halsted and Roosevelt, all around in there in the 1990s. The University of Illinois Chicago was expanding. Its campus is primarily north and west of there, or really mostly north of there. Mm-hmm. And there was a large expansion planned, including a lot of new student housing, stadiums, and the area we're talking about, south of Roosevelt along Halsted, was somewhat run down. Parts of it had been the Maxwell Street Market for decades. Mm-hmm. But the university is pushing south and is trying to build, among other things, sort of block-long dorms. And there are all these old buildings in the neighborhood. So there's a lot of work between the preservationists and the university. And eventually what's decided, not entirely happily, is we'll create sort of a microcosm of this neighborhood on that one block, mm-hmm. the 700 block of Maxwell Street, by taking some of the old facades from several blocks around mm-hmm. and creating this new set of commercial buildings with old facades, historical facades, just on that one block.
Oh, so the unique facades that remain on the buildings today, they're sort of an ode to the market.
They are. It's fascinating to look because it looks so nice now. You see the terracotta and it looks like somebody's been out with a toothbrush cleaning
it. The rooftops in particular, right?
Yeah, everything looks so good. You've got cherubs and their initials of store owners embossed on the walls. Mm-hmm. If you think of all your favorite shopping streets in Chicago and you smush them all down into one block, all the best buildings of any shopping district in Chicago. Stick them on this one block. That's what you see today.
Yeah, and you can't help but notice how they sort of connect to that parking garage that's at the end of the block, right?
And that's one of the things. So that's the change, really, that Tabari didn't realize had happened. There's this rebuilding program with UIC. And down in this part of the neighborhood, they want to build a very large parking garage. So when you're walking, as I've said, this is the block east of Halsted on Maxwell. When you're standing at Halsted and Maxwell, you're looking at these historical facades running down the block.
Yeah.
And then there's a big brick bridge across it, which
huge
is...
huge arch, right?
Yeah. It's a big arched opening that says Maxwell Street. And that's the beginning of a multi-story parking garage.
For sure. So what is occupying all the buildings right now? Are they just all UIC offices?
There are UIC offices. There are, at the ground level, there are restaurants. Some of them have recently closed. It's kind of a mix of long-term and recent reopenings. There are offices. There's Tabari's daughter's orthodontist in one of them.
Right.
And at the top of the buildings on the south side of that block, it's a parking garage. These facades were placed on the parking garage structure. So when you're on the sidewalk, you look and see up to the top of the buildings. What you don't realize, again, this is only on the south side of the block, is that behind those parapets, cars are parked. The top floor of the parking garage is behind those parapets.
Oh, wow. Not everybody was a fan of this massive redevelopment that you've just laid out for us from the 90s, right? Where was there some pushback?
Well, a lot of people were not a fan. You had several populations. There were people who thought that Maxwell Street, which had been around for decades, was being dealt its final death blow. There were preservationists saying, you can't take down all these old buildings, not only for their association with the Maxwell Street Market, but with an old Jewish neighborhood that had a lot of delis and things like that. Home of the blues, a lot of blues musicians played at Maxwell Street and in some of those buildings. Tons of history and beautiful old facades, though some of them in bad shape at the time.
They thought, so, you can't get rid of all of this.
Yeah, you can't get rid of all this, but UIC... had a lot of authority and went ahead and did take down several blocks. And let me just say, when you walk around there now, it does look great. There along Halsted, those big dorms that UIC built with retail on the first floor, behind those as you go west from Halsted, the stadiums and all the other facilities.
It almost looks perfect, like out of a TV set.
It does look perfect. And so, you know, it's hard to go back 25 years and have people say, oh, no, you better not do this, because it did turn out looking good. It's just that this one block sort of memorial is this strange kind of backwater.
And though there was that pushback, I mean, the mayor back then had the final decision, right?
Well, he isn't the person who made the decision. He did sort of make the decision happen. When in the 1990s, when Mayor Richard Daley said something ought to happen, it did. And so there, when you read the old newspaper articles by Blair Kamen in the Chicago Tribune and others, you see that there's sort of pressure building behind this issue of, should UIC do this? Please don't do this. It's going to look like Disneyland. It's a mess. And then Mayor Daley says, seems like a good compromise to me. And the whole thing moves forward.
Okay. So we got these historic facades. You write that there are also some interesting sculptures to see on that block.
Right. So again, we're memorializing here, or UIC is memorializing the old Maxwell Street idea. And that was their intention, was to preserve some aspect of Maxwell Street.
Right.
So not only do you have these facades that have been pasted on to a parking garage and other structures, although I should say some of those facades are still in their original locations. Most have been moved in and pasted on. But then you have these sculptures and signage. There's a sculpture of a blues musician. There's a sculpture of a vegetable vendor or a fruit vendor. He's holding a tomato, so is it fruit or vegetable?
Right. And that's another debate for another time.
And then there's a sculpture of a woman who looks like she's taking a rest from shopping. She's in sort of 1920s clothes, sitting on a bench. So the idea here is you're looking at a memorial to Maxwell Street. Also, the street is paved with brick. So this one block is sort of a supposedly a recreation of what it might have been.
So you mentioned that Disneyland reference earlier. I just talked about how the street looks like a dream, like it was something off of TV. In your article, though, Dennis, you do make a Hollywood connection. So, I mean, is that block of Maxwell Street famous?
Well, actually, the next block, we're talking east of Halsted, but the block west of Halsted has a kind of significant role in the Blues Brothers movie.
Wow.
It's not only that it was used in a movie, it's just that that's sort of the last sight you can get of real live Maxwell Street. So in the movie, if people remember it, Jake and Elwood Blues are driving through a very crowded neighborhood. There are people playing the blues out on the streets, and the Blues Brothers are on their way into a soul food diner where they meet Aretha Franklin and Matt Guitar Murphy.
Yes.
Out there on that street, that's essentially what Maxwell Street, it was filmed on the 800 block, and it's essentially what it was like there. Crowded, really sort of sweaty and busy. And so this is sort of what people's memory of Maxwell Street is, and that's our last glimpse of it.
Of course, you know I want to go back and watch that movie
Well, you know,
later
we
this
linked
week.
To it in the story we're posting.
Perfect.
And you know what's interesting? So I watched that clip back and forth to do this story. Of course, I'm a Chicagoan. I've watched the Blues Brothers 10,000 times. But this clip of the Blues Brothers arriving at the Soul Food Cafe, which was a real restaurant at the time. It was called Nate's Deli, and it had been there for decades, closed shortly after when UIC was expanding. But when you look at this clip, you know, you see the people, you see John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, et cetera. But if you watch the buildings in the background, you can see what this neighborhood looked like at the time. There's one facade pretty banged up, and you can see through to sunlight coming in through the broken down roof. You can see that it was a relatively rundown area at the time that they're filming the movie, which again is sort of the latter years of the Maxwell Street Market.
Well, of course, as you mentioned, folks can head to our website, wbez.org, where they can read your full story. They can get that link to the movie. But I mean, is there someplace else you can point people to, Dennis? Maybe for a walking tour of this street, because it really is fascinating.
You know, the history of each one of these facades on that 700 block is on a website, on the Maxwell Street Foundation's website. If you click through there, you find it. We have it linked in this article online. But it will show you this facade at 700X Maxwell used to be in the 1300 block of Roosevelt, or this one was from the 1200 block of Halsted. And it gives you a lot of the history, the architects. And it's nice to walk along in there because, again, so it feels like you're walking through a back lot in Hollywood. This is a Chicago street in a Hollywood studio. But when you look at this website from the Maxwell Street Foundation, you get a feeling for there is actually authenticity behind this fakeness, right?
Yeah.
These buildings actually have an authentic history, even though they've been removed from their locations, cleaned up, and there's none of that excitement of Maxwell Street around
anymore. Yeah, I love that it ties in and tells you exactly where it used to be. Like that, I would go nuts over that. That's great information to have.
It's cool. And one of the things you find is that one of those buildings on Maxwell Street, really one of my favorites, it's got this beautiful four-story stack of carved concrete. There are cherubs and flowers and everything else running up from the entrance. That facade, when it was elsewhere, was one of the locations where the now famous Manny's Deli was.
Oh, really?
Manny's is now on Jefferson Street in a much younger building, but in the storefront of this building on Maxwell Street is where Manny's
was
years ago.
Wow. Well, before I let you go, Dennis, can you maybe tease what else you might have coming up for our What's That Building series?
Well, I think you and I are going back out in the field where we belong, where we have so much
fun. Back on the road again. Yeah, I saw that the Chicago Architecture Center is opening an exhibit honoring the history of Chicago women in architecture. And I called you right up and I said, Dennis, let's go on the road.
Yeah, let's go look at some architecture by women. And it's easy to do.
That's Dennis Rodkin, residential real estate reporter for Crane Chicago Business. Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks, Sasha.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by me. You can see photos for today's What's That Building by going to WBEZ.org. Remember, if you see a building or interesting structure that you would like Dennis to investigate, be like listener to Bari Woodson and leave us your name and a description of the property in a voice message at 888-915-9945. That's 888-915-9945. Or you can send an email to reset@wbez.org. And we just might cover it on the show. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of the day.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely